So with us on the line from his home in Jerusalem is David Ehrlich. David Ehrlich is a friend of mine, and he is he's an Israeli author and an owner of a literary cafe in Jerusalem. I'm going to ask him a little bit about it. But before I do, just a quick story about why it is that I'm interviewing him. Gail Weigel, our volunteer who writes book reviews for us, recently came to me and said that she's read this book, a collection of short stories, which she thought was excellent, translation of short stories from Hebrew. And she told me that the author is David Ehrlich. And I said, oh, wait a minute, I know him. He's a friend of mine. And she said, oh, wow. So she went ahead and did the review of the book. And I thought it would be interesting to talk to the author and ask him a little bit about himself, about the book, and maybe a little broader, in a little broader sense, about Israeli literature. So David is here with us, and thank you for joining us, David from Jerusalem.
Sure.
Tell me a bit about Tmol Shilshom. This is the literary cafe. Is that the right term to use for it?
Restaurant literary cafe, okay. In Jerusalem. We've been there for 20 years, and it's a long tradition. And
what does it mean? What does a literary cafe mean? How does it work?
We are a bookstore cafe, really. Uh-huh. So we sell books, and we also have a regular calendar of events with a lot of writers who read the Tmol Shilshom, who meet audiences. The first one was Yehuda Amichai, poet Yehuda Amichai, who read at the opening of Tmol Shilshom in June 94, and he really opened a big door for us. He introduced me to Amos Oz very early on, and Oz just reminded me how it was Amichai who called him in the first month after I opened Tmol Shilshom and told him there is a great cafe in Jerusalem, you have to come read here. Amichai said, I've read there, why don't you come in? And so he literally opened the door for us and introduced us to a big, impressive list of Israeli writers.
You know, your book, which I have to admit I haven't read yet, it's on my reading list and I'll do it soon, but okay. I did read Gail's review, and one of the things that she points out is that even in a book that in short stories that do not directly handle, do not directly deal with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and with Israel's security issues and so on, it somehow is always somewhere there in the background. Now, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I know that you also follow these things, most of the Israeli literature that's being translated here in the United States has to do with the conflict in a more direct way. But in recent years, the conflict really hasn't played a major role in our literature. Isn't that right?
I don't know. I feel that it's always in the background somewhere. You know, it's funny when an author is asked about their book, they always have actually a newer book that they're working on. So the book that an author is asked about is already way in the past. The book that I'm working on now takes place in a coffee shop, surprisingly.
Uh-huh.
The reason I'm mentioning it now is that last night I was working on a chapter where an old waitress, a waitress that used to work in that cafe, comes and visits and meets a new waitress, a waitress who's the protagonist now of the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And when they talk about the past, the present waitress asks whether things were as crazy back then in the cafe as they are now. So the old waitress says, there used to be a war back then.
Mm.
The new one asks, which war? And, she, and the old one says, one in the north, or one in the south, or something. There's always a war going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much my answer to you. There's always a war going on someplace around here. And if it's not a war, it's an intifada. And if it's not an intifada, it's the almost bomb from Iran. And just so many threats and so many terrorist attacks, and it's just an ongoing noise. And we sometimes we manage to not sometimes constantly we manage to run a strange normal life in the midst of all this, but it's a crazy thing, obviously.
Yeah.
Amos Oz, before he gave a reading at my cafe at Mon Shilchom recently, and I had the pleasure of driving him back to Tel Aviv later from Jerusalem, and we had a very interesting conversation in the car, and we talked about this issue of leadership, right? Something that Amos Oz talks about often.
Yes.
And he said, surprisingly to me, he said that he was actually optimistic, and he believed that even though so many young people are not attracted to go into politics, he did believe that the next leader is sitting waiting someplace there, somebody young who will be optimistic enough and believing enough to make the steps that are needed.
Let's hope. Last question, David. Do you hold any events in English at Mon Shilchom, or is it all Hebrew?
No, we do have events in English once in a while. Nothing coming up right now, but we've had great writers speaking in English in Mon Shilchom, some Israeli writers, and definitely foreign writers. Nathan Englander is one very famous American young Jewish writer who had his debut in my cafe at Mon Shilchom. So whenever he is in Israel, he loves coming back to where he used to sit and write every day for years. But he's only one example.
David, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure.
All right. Talk to you soon. Shabbat shalom. Bye-bye.